Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the whippy, the whippy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against the bullshit. We will do anything we can to attack and destroy bullshit. By bullshit, we mean corruption, wherever it hides. Big shout out to Vinny Eastwood of the Vinny Eastwood Show. Check him out on American Freedom Radio. He's fantastic. Before I want to get started, I just wanted to discuss this. I want to get this off my chest, man. I really find it funny how certain people, you know, they just can't handle a joke. Because, look, I like to joke around a lot. And you know what? I don't try to hurt people. In fact, more often than not, I don't hurt anybody with my words. I don't. I had a friend who actually a band that I used to play. He was a part of Knives Everywhere. Actually played. They were a metal band. Used to follow them around and film them, film their shows and shit. And got really good, got really close to the lead singer, Tony. He's been on the show, but they broke up because of, you know, Tony becoming a diva, basically, from what I understand it. And he broke up with his girlfriend for his behavior, and basically he could never do anything wrong. And it. Until one day, okay, after they broke up, I gotta start that shit again. It's January. Oh, fuck. I totally spaced. Oh, damn. The Crotch Shot Girl of the Month. Oh, God. I was trying to start a promotion, the Crotch Shot Girl of the Month, where a pretty girl would pose, you know. Non-nude, non-slutty, you know, perhaps a bikini, no lingerie, because, you know what, I didn't want to have to, you know, I didn't want nothing, you know, that, you know, actually, I did want something that sexy, but I didn't want to have to, you know, have to freaking defend it as much. You know, they're just girls in bathing suits, not even a thong bathing suit, something nice and sexy. I asked, Tony's ex-girlfriend to pose. They weren't together anymore, and I didn't see no harm. I wasn't hitting on her. I had no intent. She wasn't gonna be on there nude, and she agreed. She said yes, and, you know, being the open and honest guy I am, I went, turned around and said, hey, Tony, guess who's posing on my site? Guess who's gonna be posing on my site? Didn't even happen. This all happened last year. And I He got upset. He's like, yo, that's my fucking ex-girlfriend. You're trying to fuck her. What you trying to do? You know, why you trying to have your fucking my fucking ex-girlfriend on your fucking side? And I'm like, you know, I realize, okay, wait, that, you know, maybe that was a little disrespectful. You know, but it didn't even happen yet. And I decided to, you know, scrap the idea of having her on the site out of respect for him. You know, I didn't have to do that. I didn't have to go beyond, above and beyond. You know, but I thought, hey, you know, the friendship was important. Let me do this thing and, you know, basically eat crow. And I ate crow, and it wasn't delicious. Crow is not delicious. It sucks. It tastes like shit. You can quote me on that. Crow tastes like shit. and I apologized, especially when it didn't even happen. I wasn't even in possession of the pictures. I was not in possession. I wasn't even in possession of the pictures of his ex-girlfriend in a bikini. And yet he was still pissed off about it. He was pissed off that I asked her. And I'm like, well, she said yes. And here's the funny thing. I mean, I know this is technically none of my business at this point, but, you know, this is what she told me. She had a discussion with him saying, you have no right to fucking be mad at Louis because you're already with some other bitch going to fucking Costa Rica and shit and, you know, and have moved on already. So you have no right to be mad at Louis. Okay, that ended that. But, of course, you know, I say jokes. Like, I have this running gag. You know, a little self-deprecating humor. At my own expense, I'm sorry. You know, saying that the only chicks I go for are chicks that, you know, have low self-esteem. Or I like chicks that are down on their luck. You know, homeless chicks that have nothing going for them. So that way, when I pull out a $5 bill, they're all impressed. You know, I like my women with low self-esteem. And apparently the dumbass took it serious. He took it serious. I'm like, come on, dude, really? It's a joke. It's like anyone could see that it was a joke. And, you know, and of course he throws it in my face. Oh, you see, this is why you only go after girls. This is why you only go after girls that are homeless and have low self-esteem, you know. And I'm like, dude, it's a joke. It's a joke. So today, you know, he posts something that on Facebook. His friend is coming from Norway, and she's looking for a place to stay for $700 a month. And of course, I made the joke, she could stay at my place for free if she has low standards. And it was an inside joke, because after a while he found it funny. He found it funny. And so of course he, you know, decided to end the friendship on that one. He's like, oh, you go too far. You go too far. Oh my God, you go too far. You go too far. It's like, that's me going too far? Going too far is something I did last night. Freaking talking about Asian people and roaches, you know, being the only one left on the planet. And then they have to, like, fight each other like it was a fucked up kung fu version of fucking Starship Troopers. Fucking genetically mutated fucking roaches that are fucking three stories high or something. Like, 6 foot fucking tall roaches fighting Asian people, and they're going after, you know. I mean, come on. That's me going too far. Would be me fucking doing a live rape on this air, on the airwaves. That would be me going too far. Me going too far would be me fucking playing an audio of me freaking staging a gay bash and doing, you know, and naming the bit freaking what's his name? Damn, what's that gay dude's name that got his ass beat? the reason why we have hate crime laws now. Matthew Shepard. Naming it Matthew Shepard 2. That would be me going too far. Me going too far would be me fucking slicing a baby in, you know, doing something heinous. Heinous. But come on, words? Really, dude? Really? You get offended by words. So, okay, of course he deletes my comments. Deletes my comments from Facebook. And I'm like, really? You deleted the comments? Really? It's really that serious? It was really that serious to delete the comments? It's like, alright, so now he ended the friendship, and I'm like, okay, fine. I did nothing but freaking show this dude respect, fucking bend over backwards for him, and do shit. And, yeah. So, it's you know, it's kind of, it's like, whatever. Alright, good riddance. I mean, really, he wasn't going to make it. He's not going to make it anyways. He, though, especially with his fucking attitude, he got freaking booted from his own band. I mean, you know, his girlfriend booted him. I mean, he has a fucking horrible ass attitude, and he doesn't know how to fucking act. So, I mean, I'm sorry, I just had to get it off my chest today, because it just happened. It just happened, and I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this motherfucker? Seriously. Anyways, we got some news and commentary for your ass. But you know, like I always say,
that's like jerking off to porn. It just makes no fucking sense.
Yep, that is true. It's like jerking off to porn. It makes no fucking sense. Actually, that's another, you know, really. Honestly, actually, let me give a big shout out. Hey, Hard Charger, Jim Bit My Shorts, Mystic Star, all three Anons in the chat room. How you guys doing? Thanks for checking out the Car Chat Radio Show. Casey, how you doing, my friend? So, yeah. Next thing I actually want to talk about is porn. I mean, almost every guy has watched it. Almost every guy has watched it. And, it really is useless. Porn is fucking useless. I don't know why it's so big. I don't know why it's so addicting. It's, you know, to people, it's addicting. They get, it's so fucking useless. It's pointless. It's really pointless to freaking be watching chicks that you can never score with, and you're jerking off to them, jerking off to some other dude fucking them. It's like, oh, I'm studying their technique. No, motherfucker. You're staying home on a Friday night watching some other dude score with a chick that you would have no fucking business being with. Which is why I have decided to stop watching porn. Yes. Yes. Yes, I have. Yes. Yes. I am weaning myself off porn because, you know what, I'm tired of being fucking depressed. I am tired of being fucking depressed by the shit, because it's really starting to get depressing, because, you know, at a certain age, it's like, God, really? Really? You're still doing this? You're still doing this? This is fucking useless. Hey, we got Nancy up in the chat room. How you doing, Nancy? It's just sad. It really is just sad. I mean, I'm just urging people, hey, all you guys out there, stop watching porn. It's useless. Stop buying it. Stop freaking downloading it. It should just go away. It really does put an unfair expectation on both men and women. And I know a lot of women's like, oh, well, porn is, you know, all the feminists want you to believe that porn, it just affects, you know, women negatively. And, you know, it's true. It does affect porn women, you know, negatively. It affects all women negatively because, you know, you end up expecting a chick to fucking lick your butthole out. And, you know, and you're expecting, like, to crap on her chest and do all this crazy nonsense because you saw it on a DVD. You think all girls are fucking bisexual. Which, again, you know what? With a guy like me, it adds to my fucking anxiety. It really adds to my anxiety because I'm thinking, oh, shit, at the moment's know that she's going to start licking some snatch and fucking not need me anymore. Which is why I can't date a bisexual chick. I personally cannot date a bisexual chick because I'm thinking some porn shit is going to happen and I'm just going to be fucking obsolete. I'm going to be replaced by a fucking piece of plastic at a moment's notice. Yeah. You know, I don't know, after working around the clock, I'd rather sit in my dark closet. Wow. Mind you have a childhood hard charger? Get in there, boy! This'll learn you to buy the right dick to do! God damn it! I told you not to buy! That's the wrong flavor of skull! Dick to do! You don't abuse! Poor Charger. Poor Charger's talking about the time he was abused and his parents used to lock him in the fucking dark closet. Like, do your homework! I don't have a flashlight. It's sad, Charger. Yeah, you do need a hug. Nancy gives Charger a hug. Oh, man. So, yeah, porn is just useless. Porn is obsolete. Tell you the truth, porn is obsolete at this point. You know. Tell you what, if porn was to be destroyed and never be around again, I think it would improve male-female relationships immensely. That's just a theory. I'm just thinking. Because there would be no more stupid expectations. Anyways, moving on. There's a whole bunch of Freemasonic symbology in a lot of today's music. This is from Vigilant Citizen. He writes, I don't think this video deserves a full... The title of this article, written by Vigilant Citizen, is LCD Sound System's Pow Pow, the first MTV-funded video, is Masonic. I don't think this video deserves a full-length article, but it is, however, worth mentioning. In an effort to infuse life into the music video world, MTV announced it would start funding the production music videos. LCD Sound System's Pow Pow is therefore the first MTV-funded video, and it's symbolic of forces behind MTV, and it's pretty blatant. So blatant that I'm not even needed to analyze it, but I still have a couple of things to say about it. To sum it up, the girl visits wicked men and asks them to sign a contract. These men are apparently appalled by the terms of the contract and refuse. Upon refusal, the girl flashes the men with the classic Masonic symbols, such as the Eye of Horus triangle. The wicked men finally find themselves in a Masonic lodge, along with what looks like a politician, a military general, and a sheriff, representative of the elite. At the end of the video, the girl appears from a chamber of light, dressed in ritualistic white wedding gown, and we are getting ready for the initiation of the wicked men. So what does this video represent? What is the contract that is being offered? Why are these men recruited? Who knows? Who cares? Who cares if they're Masonic? I mean, the video, if you guys check it out, it's LCD Sound Systems, Pow Pow. You see the Eye of Horus. You see the Masonic Compass. You see the dude. You see the Master of Ceremonies dressed in the Masonic regalia. Orders of the men to stand in line, along with the politician and the military general. Yeah. And, I mean, this really... I mean, reading this article, man, I already had some thoughts. Why the hell are we putting up with this? I mean... You know, why are we... You know... Why are we putting up with Freemasonic anything? I mean, and We Are Change New York, we got Craig Fitzgerald, he's a Freemason. There are other freaking 9/11 truthers out there that are admitted Freemasons. There possibly are some of which are secret Freemasons. Like, seriously, why? You know full well what they stand for. You know what they stand for. You know who they're worshiping. You know who they're fighting against. You know what their plans are. You know what their agenda is. But hey, I'm going to join the Freemasons. Because, you know, fight fire with fire. Oh, learn what their strategies are and use it against them. I made that mistake before. In using their tactics to fight against the bad guy. And I realized my mistake. What makes it think that it's alright to freaking act like a Freemason and excuse me, I still got that code. And act like a be a Freemason and use those tactics. Yeah. You're going to use those tactics that are actively fighting against God. Yeah. That are devil worshipping, that are demon worshipping. You're gonna use those tactics to hopefully fucking bring our freedom. What is the price of freedom? And you know, instead of, if they're powered by the devil, if they're powered by demons, wouldn't logic stand to be powered by what's opposite? To find an opposite source. Because if you're going to be using the same power source that the New World Order is using, guess what? You're just going to end up being just like the New World Order, and there's not going to be any type of change. No type of change. And this is something I've learned. Because, again, I've made this mistake. I made that mistake before. And I realized that it was wrong. And I decided to change. I decided to stop trying to be like them. Stop using fire with fire. That is a stupid, idiotic fucking, saying, fight fire with fire. Okay, well, you gotta be like a Nazi to fight a Nazi. Oh, you gotta be like a fucking, you gotta be a child molester to get rid of child molesters. No. What? You gotta be a Freemason to get rid of Freemasonry. No. That's sure the shit ends up corrupting you. Then what's to tell you apart? What's to tell you apart from the good guys from the bad guys? You're all wearing the same fucking uniform. You're all working towards the same goal. While you're thinking, oh, well, I'm infiltrating. I'm going to infiltrate. I'm going to get entered. Really? You mean the tons of books that have been leaked? All that information that has been leaked is not enough? Hard Charger says in their minds of what's made in schools, their game went far for some time, but it is as useless as anything else they do. Schools are corrupt. Yeah, schools are corrupt. Hell, I live right near a freaking elementary school, and I see those little demons coming out of school. You know, there are times I just feel like fucking, I feel like protesting the school, because they're not teaching them jack crap. I mean, these kids are so fucking stupid, they don't even know their five times tables. And the five times tables is possibly one of the easiest times tables there is, as opposed to possibly the two multiplication table and the nine multiplication table. The five multiplication table has to be the easiest of one of the easiest. I'm just saying. But now we got Freemasonic symbology in our music. We got Freemasons in the 9/11 truth movement. I'm pretty sure we got Freemasons in a lot of militia groups thinking it's all hunky-dory. Oh, well, our founding fathers were Freemasons. Yeah. Who's to say? I mean, and a lot of them stopped going to the lodge. A lot of them disagreed with a lot of the stuff. They fucking sold out. They sold out. And if you're a Freemason and you're listening to my voice and you know what they're planning, you know the whole fucking spiel when it comes to Freemasons trying to get rid of us, and you're still a part of them, you're a hypocrite and you're an enemy too, and you need to be destroyed as well when the shit hits the fan. But it's still not too late. You could always change. Yeah. You could always change, but as far as the rest of the 9/11 truth movement and the you don't have to put up with this. Oh, well, he's doing good works. He's spreading the truth. You know what? That's what Freemasons do. They act like angels of light to freaking confuse you. They act like the good guys, so that way you compromise on the bad shit they're doing behind closed doors. Don't be fooled. Why are you letting yourself be fooled? They're traitors. They are traitors. They should be shunned. They should be kicked out until they realize what they have done is wrong and they have renounced Freemasonry. Yeah. Hell, when I was in high school, they still taught civics. They still taught you how Congress worked. They taught you how the U.S., United States politics worked, how the law worked. Hell, I talked to kids, you know, 16, 17, and I asked them, hey, so, you know how the government works? No, they don't teach us that. What's the Constitution? Someone told me, one of these little kids actually asked me, what the hell is the Constitution? Oh, well, they could take away our free speech anytime they want. You know. We're screwed. We're really screwed. They've really won when it comes to the kids nowadays. They won. Because they fucking keep them stupid. They fucking give them all these this mindless entertainment. Hell, even the education information television that they have out there is so fucking mindless and stupid. It's nice to you have to share because it's nice to share. Why is it nice to share? Why? Why do you have to share? Why do you have to say please and thank you? No? No. I mean, It's good to be polite, because you know why? It you know, as a gentleman, to be a gentleman and a lady, your job is to make your surrounding environment comfortable for other people. Why? Because that's the proper that's how you become a proper member of society. Because if you don't show politeness and you're a jerk to everyone, society breaks down because everyone would be too busy fighting each other and trying to rip each other's throats out because they felt slighted and disrespected. Which is why you show proper respect to people. Which is why you say please and thank you. Which is why you say excuse me. Which is why you mind your own business in other people's conversations. That's why. But you think they teach that in these little kid shows? Hell no. They just teach you how to be all mindless. They just teach you how to be all you know, doughy-eyed and just become a slave. All these kid shows just teach you, now they should teach you how to be a slave. Oh, you know, a card game. Yeah, they might teach you a mindless-ass card game. We're taught to be slaves. Yeah, which is why cops are so free to freaking shoot a man like 10 times in a wheelchair. Which is why cops feel like it's free. They're free to fucking cuff a guy and shoot him in the back of the head and kill him. Like, that shit is just hilarious. I mean, seriously, there's so much. I mean, and which brings me to my next point about police brutality. I mean, there's like so many stories about police brutality. I'm just thinking, what the fuck? Yeah, I'm just thinking, why? Why do they feel like they have to do this? Why do these people have to control one another? Why does everyone have the fucking need to have to control someone else's life? And if they don't comply, why do they feel free enough to fucking try to destroy their lives? And this happens everywhere. Cops do it. Fucking not other 9/11 truthers do it. Fucking... If you don't comply to what my standard of living is, you're a shill, and I'm gonna destroy you, and I'm gonna make videos mocking, calling you a shill, calling you a MK Ultra, calling you a government agent, cause you refuse to suck my dick, you refuse to fucking live how I want you to, you refuse to do what I say, so that makes you a fucking mind-controlled assassin. Ugh. And I mean, what kind of society do we live in, that no one's allowed to be free? No one. We freaking attack other people's freedoms. We don't allow each other to be free. How the hell do we expect to make the government respect our freedoms when we don't respect each other's freedoms? I mean, this is the shit that I just been thinking. Like, really, who cares if I do it this way? Who cares? You know, I'm sounding like Mustafa now. I'm gonna end up sounding like Mustafa. Holy crap. Like, who cares at this point? As long as you're not hurting anyone else, as long as you're not trying to destroy anyone else's fucking freedom or trying to turn anyone else into a slave, who gives a damn what you do? Who gives a damn what you believe? Who gives a damn what you do and, you know, how you live your life? Who cares? No, I mean, Hard Charger, I have to disagree. All cops are bad. Because you know why all cops are bad? Because the good ones stay shut. They keep their mouths fucking shut when the bad ones do their dirt. They keep their mouths shut. And there's a saying, If you keep your mouth shut, that's just another way of agreeing. That's just another way of agreeing. Because, I mean, really think about it. If you read the Bible, remember, Saul? No, Paul. I'm sorry, Paul. He was a Pharisee. And, you know, when the early Christians were around, he didn't kill any Christians. He didn't kill any Christians, but he did watch, you know, he did look on with favor. He didn't do anything. He didn't help him. He didn't kill him. But he still agreed. He was still down until he had a change of heart. Except Serpico. Exactly, Casey. Except Serpico. Serpico at least did something. Serpico got shot in the goddamn face. Actually, in my neighborhood. If you guys check out my YouTube channel, Crotch Out Radio Show on YouTube, you can see I actually did a I filmed in front of the building where Serpico was shot. In fact, I'm gonna actually go to the hospital, Greenpoint Hospital, where he stayed at, where he was at. And, Serpico. Serpico, I would have to say, is one of my heroes. Because he, you know, he realized what was going on. And guys, if you ever get a chance, watch that movie, Serpico, with Al Pacino. It's a very good movie. It's a very good movie. It will piss you off, though. You know. But a lot of them, I mean, but nowadays, you can't find a good cop. I'm sorry. They all just want to harass you. They all want to treat you like you're fucking cattle. And the ones, and the good ones, there's no such thing as a Serpico now. I have yet to see a cop that's a Serpico. I have yet to see a cop that is willing to risk his career. Willing to risk his career. Because nowadays, they'll just fire your ass. They will fire your ass if you do something like that. I have yet to see any cop that's willing to risk his pension to do the right thing. Especially when they're getting mad money in overtime. Especially when they're getting checks from Homeland Security to be Homeland Security cops too. In fact, like 8 to 10 months ago, I actually saw a Homeland Security police car cruising through my neighborhood. Homeland Security police car. I wish I had a camera back then. I would have snapped some photos. And, you know, it's the... they have NYPD cops riding in them because, you know, they double up as federal police now. Like they do in every major city. Anyways, before we get to the next topic, I'm going to take a quick break. This is, I'm going to play a song. This is, The Story of You and I by Reality Addiction.
Laying me down by the fire, won't you please? When you left me all alone, I was on my knees. And I cried, and I begged for your love with all my might. Say that you'll never give up on this life, and I'll hold on as long as you're mine. Fight our way through the story of you and I. face the world. Facing me has kept you running from the hurt. So I cry and I beg for your love, for your love. Say that you'll never give up on this life, and hold on as long as you're mine, and we'll fight our way through. So you'll never give up on this life, and I'll hold on as long as you're mine.
Reality Addiction with their song The Story of You and I. Check them out. Go to their MySpace page, or you could probably find them on Facebook. In fact, let me try to find them on Facebook for you. But their MySpace is myspace.com/realityaddiction. They're fantastic. They're a fantastic band. Definitely check them out, and show them some love. Tell them that you heard their song on the Crotch Shot Radio Show. And, they do. They do have a Facebook page. So, go to facebook.com/realityaddiction. Again, tell them that you saw their, that you listened to their music on Crotch Shot Radio. Show them some love. They're from New York and New Jersey, so, yeah. Also, if you guys want to support me, I actually have a Reverb Nation account now, where I play my, where I have all my prank calls. Go to reverbnation.com/LouisB, and yeah, man, listen to the prank calls. I'm gonna be uploading them new ones soon. So, again, that's reverbnation.com/LouisB, one word. That's LOUIEBEE. And, yeah, you get to hear such classics as Chihuahua Balls, Code Curry Goat, Racist Video, The Breakup, Don't Call Me Mommy, Kill Me Please Whore, and various others. And you get to see some videos and stuff. So, yeah, be a fan. Become a fan of the of Louis B. So, yeah, moving on, what else we got going on here? We got 15 minutes left to the show. Yo, if you guys want to call in, feel free to call in. The number is 724-444-7444, extension 239-83980, and then you just press £1, because it'll prompt you to press £1, then boom, you're on. So feel free and call in. So yeah, sheriff blames free speech as likely cause of Arizona massacre. In a press conference held hours after a deadly massacre in Arizona, Pima County Sheriff Clarence W. Dupnik targeted free speech as likely cause of Saturday shooting. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords was having a public event when 22-year-old Jerry Lee Lochner reportedly approached the crowd and shot 19 people, killing a federal judge, John McCarthy Rowe, and five others, including a young girl who was actually buried today. Or allegedly buried today. Again, I don't believe that girl exists. I think, you know, especially the picture of the father holding a hand, or the supposed father holding a hand. I really don't believe that. I think it's all staged. I think the 9-year-old girl is staged. I think the 9-year-old girl is an inside job. And you know, that's just my suspicion, because they're gonna use that little girl. Or they're gonna use that meme, as it were, to fucking take away our rights. But of course they're gonna they're attacking our free speech. They're gonna start with the fairness doctrine, because you know what? We're all to blame for this guy killing 19 people. Oh no! Let's not blame the government for controlling him. Let's not blame the pharmaceutical companies. Let's not blame fluoride in the water. Let's not blame the 50 billion other factors that made this guy nuts. Let's not blame that. Let's not blame that. And contrary to what popular belief, looking into conspiracy theory, keeping yourself informed does not drive you insane. You have to already have a chemical imbalance to have this shit affect you in a negative way. In fact, it's not even. I'm not even saying friggin' conspiracy theory could affect you in a negative way. Hell, if you was watching Sesame Street friggin' 10 hours a day and he had a chemical imbalance, you know, he probably would have shot Gabrielle Giffords because Big Bird told him so. Because Snuffleupagus was all pissed off and he wanted to get the world back for Snuffy's fucking depression. Hey, Big Bird. I'm gonna go kill myself now. 50 billion blex. So, yeah, he knew what he was doing. It says hard charger. And he knew what he was programmed to do. Like we discussed on Monday. But yeah, they're blaming free speech. They're gonna take away our guns because, oh, we can't have this. Now, all right, let's take away the guns from sane people. Sane people who would never fire into a goddamn crowd. Unless that crowd was a crowd of zombies, you know. Zombies and or foreign enemies. Because I will definitely fire into a crowd of chinks if they decide to come and invade. I will close my eyes and fucking shoot at the first Chinese or Korean that fucking tries to fucking come up on Brooklyn. Yep. Icky Mao! Make swim, bitches! Swim! I sunk your battleship! Sunk, fuck your boat, nigga! Fuck your boat! Freaking be the Charlie Murphy. I'll fucking be shooting, doing Charlie Murphy, freaking. Rick James. Fuck your couch, nigga. Fuck your boat. Fuck your boat. Damn slanted-eyed bastards trying to come up and start shit. Can't have. Yeah. Oh, man. Damn. Ooh, man. I'm having a horrible day today. Horrible day. Jesus. Can't even freaking breathe. Alright, what's now some real issues going on, which I do believe this is also being perpetuated. Bit by bit, Mexican police force is eradicated. This from the New York Times. Her uncle, the mayor, who gave her the job nobody else wanted, warned her to keep her low profile to not make too much of being the last remaining police officer in a town where the rest of the force had quit or had been killed. But in pictures for local newspapers, Erica Gandara, 28, seemed to relish the role, posing with a semi-automatic rifle and talking openly about the importance of her new job. "I'm the only police in this town, the authority," a 28-year-old girl. 28-year-old girl against a whole bunch of asshole fucking cartel motherfuckers. Yeah, good job. Yeah. She gonna get turned into Swiss cheese and raped in every bullet hole. Watch. Then 2 days before Christmas, a group of armed men took her from her home, residents say, and she has not been seen since. Oh, there you go. It was an ominous punctuation mark on the wave of terror that has turned this cotton farming town near Texas into a frightening outpost of the drug war. Nearly half of its 9,000 residents have fled, local officials say, leaving block after block of scorched homes and businesses and now not one regular police officer. Far from big infamous cities like Ciudad Juarez, one of the most violent places in the Americas, the war with organized crime can batter small towns just as hard if with less notice. See, and we're fucking wasting our time in Iraq and Afghanistan. Imagine what we can do. Imagine. And now they want to take away our guns. Goodness. Imagine where the fucking militia, if you get sent a whole bunch of militia guys over there. Whole bunch of militia guys. And I'm not talking about normal militia guys with families and shit. I'm talking about militia guys that don't give a fuck because they don't got a future. Those are the ones you want. Those are the ones you want. The ones that don't give a fuck. The ones that just be like, you know what? Let's kill some bitches. Yep, the 28-year-old girl is gone. They kidnapped her. She's freaking somebody's cum dump right now. If she's still alive. She probably got her ass beat. Now she's somebody's, now they're the comfort girl. See, you wanted to be old Mrs. Hot Shit. Wanted to take a job by yourself. I'm just saying, I would get some friggin', at this point, I would get some, start arming up and go over there, you know, and start fucking shit up. Cause I mean, really, how many cartel guys can there be? Anyways. Some towns consider themselves so vulnerable that they have gone out of their way not to antagonize criminals, believing that those involved in organized crime would be less inclined to harm women, and because fewer men are willing to take the job, local officials have appointed a handful of women in the past year to senior police ranks in small cities and towns here in Chihuahua. In Chihuahua, the country's most violent state. Wow. After a spat of violence in neighboring town of Placidez Guerrero, local officials selected a 20-year-old college student in November as police chief to run the force of 9 women and 2 men, hoping that criminal networks would see her as less threatening. Yeah, what's your degree in, sweetheart? History. Yep, that's right. Marisol Valles, a young police chief, has made it clear that she leaves major crimes to state and federal authorities to investigate. Really, she said, she just reviews civil infractions issued by other officers and rarely leaves the office. I am more like an administrator, said Ms. Valles, who does not carry a gun or wear a uniform. But the criminals have not discriminated. Hermelia Garcia, the woman appointed police chief on Miocui, a small city in central Chihuahua, was killed on November 30th after only a month on the job. Guadalupe tried to put a non-threatening face on law enforcement by appointing Miss Gandara chief in October. But it appears that she tried, or at least talked about, taking the job more seriously to the regret of her uncle, Mayor Tomas Archuleta, who had a good reason to counsel a low profile. He took office after his predecessor was killed last summer, part of a wave of assassinations of local officials across Mexico. I told Erica, be careful to not make waves, Mr. Archuleta said, openly frustrated by the picture of her with the rifle. Like Ms. Velez, her role is more to issue citations, leaving serious crimes to state and federal authorities. Guadalupe has plenty of them to investigate. There are many abandoned homes and businesses, several of them gutted as occupied ones. One recent morning, four homes smoldered from an attack and two people had been shot dead with high-powered weapons, the bullets leaving several gaping homes in cinder block walls. Few people here leave their homes after 5 p.m. and see soldiers and police officers only briefly after a major crime or when they are guarding the monthly delivery of government pension checks for retirees. We lock ourselves in most of the time, said Eduardo Contreras, 26, as he watched residents douse and pick through the embers of their smoldering homes. In a voice choked with tears, Maria Torres, 70, who grew up here, said, "This was so sad what has happened here," and she carried a sign for a church service. Mr. Archuleta, the mayor, said the town mainly gets its protection from soldiers based at a recreation center in Paradex Correo. Maybe, Mr. Archuleta would suggest, not having local police officers is better. He said local residents had told them that common crimes like burglary has dropped out of fear of drawing the attention of a military patrol. There aren't any minor crimes, he said, his voice dropping to a near whisper. But townspeople disputed that, complaining that the soldiers or state or federal police were rarely seen except after major violence has occurred. There is no police, no fire department, no social services, nothing here, said the middle-aged matriarch from one burnt-out home, declining to give her name for fear of reprisals. People get away with everything here. Nothing gets investigated, not even murders. Not long afterward, a four-truck caravan of federal police officers arrived from another town, hopping down from their vehicles, taking notes and asking her and the family members for a word. The family refused even to open the gate for the police, apparently out of fear of being seen talking to them, and the officers moved on. The officers appeared to be taking stock, driving from crime scene to crime scene and taking notes, but not mounting a forensic investigation. At the sight of a double murder in the morning, one officer dabbed at a pool of blood and body fluid on the driveway with a stick. Another picked up a piece of flesh and playfully tossed it at a companion. Miss Gandetta may not have investigated much deeper. Local police officers in small towns usually play a mostly preventative role, refereeing minor disputes, handling the town drunk, and quieting rowdy teenagers. City managers say many are not armed. Mr. Archuleta would say very little about his niece, Ms. Gandara, citing an investigation by the state prosecutor's office. So, yeah. Mexicans are pussies. They don't want to fight. They don't want to fight. Over here, I think we do. I think we want to fight, huh? I think if I ever came down here, I think people would be like, oh, hell no. I think over here we wouldn't put up with this shit. At least I hope we wouldn't put up with this shit. But it seems like in Mexico they just rolled over and they're like, fuck it. This is life now. Yep. Huh, there's a picture of her. If you Google Erica Gandetta. She doesn't look that good. She doesn't even look that fit. She looks like she just got her she got her fucked up. Anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for stopping by and listening to the Grouch Shot Radio Show. Come back tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel. We got something planned. We'll have something planned for you. Anyways, yeah, my time is up. So, yeah, thanks for listening. This has been the Grouch Shot Radio saying mahalo.